Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rum Boys Fantasy Network. It's your host, Robbie J, joined by Stepmom Lauren today. You guys all know Stepmom Lauren. How have you been? Yeah.
Fantasy football is stupid. Why do we play this game?
I don't know.
I didn't have a good week.
I can feel that. I can definitely feel that. I actually did have a good week. I take that back.
Well, then you have fun with yourself. Bye. I'm out.
No, yeah. I actually did really well. I think I won. I only lost three leagues out of, like, my 10, so.
Oh, I won one out of seven.
Oh.
Yeah. And in three of them, if you took the amount of points that I lost by and combined them, it'd be less than four.
That's the situation.
One of them was to my husband. Not cool. Not cool.
That's
yeah,
bad.
All I needed was, like, one more completion for some gains from Matt Stafford. And then all the refs were like, nope, Packers got to win this game. Illegal use of hands to the face. And then Jamal Williams is like, we're not going to score a touchdown. I'm just going to sit down. I'm like, what?
Not the time.
It was not a good night last night. I am representing Mizzou Tigers, though, on my shirt. Because this is the only winning team that I have this week. The Cardinals suck. They're losing to the Nationals.
Yes!
I'm too scared to look to see how my St. Louis Blues did. I mean, I'm just terrified. This is a bad week. Let's move on to week seven. It's garbage.
I feel that. By the way, congratulations to my Nationals. You guys, at least something in D.C. is bringing me joy. Because everything else...
That's true.
Is blah. But yeah, we're going to get into fantasy football talk today. First, let everyone know where they can find you, by the way, so that they know.
Well, I don't know if you guys can see this, because I'm still working with how to properly live my life, A, B, how to do this. But you guys can find me on social media platforms at StepmomLauren, and you guys can also find all my work at my website, StepmomLauren.com. I'm a writer for the Fantasy Footballers, and I come out with the weekly waiver wire rankings, which I just submitted today. So I may have some gems for you.
Very nice, very nice. And we're actually doing our waiver wire edition today. So beautiful segue into that. First thing I would like to dive into, though, is week six recap. Who went off? Who didn't? I'm so sorry. I feel so bad. But who went off? Who didn't? You know, who was good for you? Who wasn't? We'll let you start.
Why? This is terrible.
I gotta know.
Whatever. So I guess the one that comes to mind the first, the duds from week six. Jared Goff. Where, what, how, why, when?
Yeah.
Aliens? I don't even know. I'm struggling to come to terms with that. 1.86 points, I think, is what he scored in my leagues. And I have him everywhere. Like, literally, I could have won multiple leagues if he'd have scored me, like, I don't know, 5 points. I could have won. No. Where did you go? You have some of the best offensive weapons around you.
Exactly.
Gotta give hands down, though, to the 49ers. They're legit. I get that. Defense is really awesome. But, come on. A completion would be nice.
Jared Goff was 13 for 24, 78 yards.
78 yards.
Yeah. He fumbled once on one carry. Absolutely horrifying. Horrifying. I had him, and I squeaked out a 78.72 victory to a 69.16 in sleep in one of my sleeper leagues. Actually, in the Rum Boys Fantasy League at that against one of the fans. Shout out to Brandon Inger. Whew, it was a close one. It was a nail biter. I thought that I was going to lose. The person wasn't even projected to. He was not supposed to even be that close.
Oh, to me. After Thursday, I started Golden Tate in a lot of places because I had to.
Nice.
And after Thursday, my projections were through the roof. I'm like, this is going to be one of my best weeks ever.
Yep.
Never say that, people. Never, ever say that because you are doomed and destined to lose. Now, in this one league, I will tell you, I know you don't care, but I'm going to tell you anyway. So in this one league, I needed Jimmy Graham to score 0 points. I was literally down by like less than a point, or up by less than a point. I have nobody left. My opponent has Jimmy Graham. He started Chicago's defense. So me, trying to play defense myself, runs to the waiver wire. The only available defenses left was Pittsburgh and then I think the Lions. So Sunday night, I grab Pittsburgh defense, I grab the Lions defense so that he can't play a defense. So that all I have to do is score a few points from Mike Williams and then hope Jimmy Graham does nothing. Mike Williams, I mean, he did okay, but not well enough for me. Jimmy Graham has two receptions. One of them was after the ball. It was delay of game, but they didn't call it. He gets a reception, literally just over 1 point, I lose. That was the kind of week that I had, even with my amazing defensive moves to make sure he couldn't start a defense, I still lost. It's just stupid. That's
exactly what happened to my wife. It was Mike Williams who had scored the opponent that she was facing just enough. She lost by 0.3.
It seemed like it was one of those weeks for a lot of people. Like, even my husband felt really bad beating me. He's like, because he was crying all weekend, like, oh, Lauren's going to beat me. And then at the end of the game Monday, he was like, oh, I won't say anything. See, like, you better not say a damn word.
See, if he, in his situation, just like me and my wife in our situation, if he wins, he's able to say, hey, I beat a fantasy analyst. But if he loses, it's like, well, I lost to a fantasy analyst. It's not that bad, you know.
True.
Let's see here. I want to talk about, we got to talk about Jameis Winston.
Jameis, my friend.
Crab leg Jameis. 34-54. He did pass for 400 yards. He bounced back in like the fourth quarter.
He did better than Jared Goff.
Yeah, he did do better than Jared Goff. 21 points in fantasy points is what I had in the 2-on-1 crew league where I was facing Fifth Yard Rush, our friends across the pond.
Oh, I love them.
Yes, I squeaked it out. I squeaked out the dub, forcing us both to be 2-4.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of like me. I'm actually 2-4 in a couple leagues, too, but
this is the only
I'm playing really good competition like you are, so it's not, you know, that bad.
Yeah. I mean, but this was rough. I mean, luckily, Tyreek Hill, you know, I started him. I left Golden Tate on the bench. This was an 11-point spread between us two. It was rough. But Jameis Winston, you had me scared there. You turned the ball over five times. Five times? Oh, my gosh. And the fact that I had to get up at 7:30 to watch you do that. Mountain time.
It's painful.
Yeah. Let's see here. But who else for you was a dud?
Well, there were a couple of them. This one that actually pleases me to no end that he was a dud was Joe Mixon. He's junk. So he was a dud. I said Jared Goff already. Malcolm Brown really disappointed people because he'd been kind of explosive with Todd Gurley on the field. Now, without Todd Gurley, suddenly where did you go? But I guess it was like a Rams day to suck. Whatever. But some week six studs, too. Did you want to talk about studs, or are we just talking about
yes.
Dud?
No, let's also talk
Stephon
about...
Stephon Diggs. Hi.
Came out
Welcome
the shadows.
Welcome back, Stephon Diggs. Yeah, thank you for holding on to the football, which is really nice, because look what happens when you do that, my friend. And I like to see these games where the Vikings are coming back with that pass offense, and everyone's like, it's such a run-heavy team. It is naturally going to balance itself out with passing plays, because you have to be able to open up the field for Dalvin Cook. So I knew this was going to happen, but you just never know when it's going to happen. And it seems like it explosively happens, right? Like, so when they start throwing the ball, it's like, start your wide receiver, start Kyle Rudolph. Did he do anything? I actually didn't watch that game.
Who?
Kyle Rudolph?
Kyle Rudolph has been absolutely nowhere to be found.
Okay, because I've been trying really hard to forget that week six existed. So you got all lucky that I took some notes.
No, yeah. He has been nowhere to be found. I think Kyle Rudolph has last been seen on the side of a milk carton somewhere.
Okay, sad day. And then James Conner did great for the Steelers, which was really nice to see that too. Benny Snell did great for the Steelers.
Yes.
That's a pickup you guys need to put on your benches like yesterday.
Yes. Benny Snell interview will be dropping tomorrow for you guys.
Yay!
Yes, excited about that one. I got to talk about Tyreek Hill's comeback.
Yeah.
He went off two touchdowns, 80 yards, five catches. He's targeted 10 times. I love it. I'll take that any day out of the week. Tevin Coleman being a stable guy, about 14 fantasy points this week in PPR
Sorry,
leagues.
Guys.
Oh, you're fine. It's all good. But he ran for one. He rushed for a touchdown and then also caught a touchdown. No, he just ran for a touchdown. I apologize. I apologize. But he was two for three receiving. And then also, Matt Ryan.
Yeah, big game.
Yes, 30 for 36, 356 yards and four touchdowns.
I still couldn't win, even with him as my quarterback.
Wow.
Yeah. And the New England Patriots defense.
If only he could find Julio Jones in the end zone. Wow, and you had the New England Patriots defense?
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone else just stunk. Stunk. And plus I was facing someone who also blew up. Like it just happened to be one of those weeks. But I mean the Falcons are concerning for real football. Very concerning for real football. But for fantasy, this is like heaven. Except for Julio Jones. But that seems to be like a repeated thing with Julio Jones. It's like, where is he? Where is he? So yeah. Sorry, I'm like playing with my hair a lot. I'm literally sitting right underneath my air conditioning vent. So I swear to God I don't have like a fan pointed at me so that I look like I'm doing like the model thing with my hair flying around. I swear to God I'm not. My air conditioning is actually blowing right on my face. So it like gets in my eyelashes. So that's why I'm constantly doing this. I swear to God, it's all good. I am also fidgety, so.
At least you're able to have your AC on. Here, it's all heat right now in Colorado, where I live.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, let's see. What's the temperature outside? It's 84 and sunny here in Florida.
It's like 45, but like, and it's like fairly sunny. Yeah.
No, see, for me, I live in Florida for a reason. I grew up in Missouri. So you'd think I'd be okay with the winter? No. That's why I moved. Anything below 65, I'm like, where's my parka? Give me my Hunter Wellies and a beanie. I'm freezing. I can't handle it. Can't handle it.
Oh, my gosh. I wanted to get into waiver wire now here. I mean, we kind of talked about, who blew up for us. We definitely want to get you out of week six talks because it was rough. It was rough. Who are you going after on the waiver wire? Who are you going after and trying to tell people to really look at?
Yeah. J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets.
Cheers to the Jets, by the way. Yes, I'm grabbing a beer right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Do it.
I realize I didn't even start the show right. By the way, cheers to me. Cheers to you. All the Run Boys and Girls. What a dude. Dilly dilly.
It's one of those weeks, man. That's a week six thing. We'll just chalk it up to that.
Exactly.
Weirdness. But no. So Sam Darnold is back, guys, and this is why we stashed guys like Robbie Anderson, and if you went ahead and tried to pick up Chris Herndon, even though he had the audacity to go pull his hamstring, how dare he? Not cool.
Right.
Whatever. But a big one, so I think Robbie Anderson, I think he's owned in well over 60% of leagues, according to Yahoo, so he's probably not there. Worth a look to see if he is, obviously, because he did really well for you. I still didn't start him because I wasn't sure if there was going to be a rust factor with Sam Darnold or not coming in. Apparently, there wasn't. When you sleep for 5 weeks with mono, apparently you come out real refreshed and, like, ready to go. So there's that. But one name that might be available, which I think is in 30%. I don't have that number directly in front of me. But Jameson Crowder. That is definitely a guy to target. He's that slot guy. He's going to get a lot of looks. Robbie Anderson's going to be that deep field threat looking for those touchdowns. And then hopefully Chris Herndon, he'll come back sooner rather than later. And then we suddenly have a Jets offense that is fantasy relevant, finally. So I love Jets players. Another one that I mentioned before was Benny Snell. Now, if he's available, go get him. Because I hate to say this because I do never want to wish injury upon anybody. But it may just be a matter of time before Connor gets so banged up that he does have to miss time. Let's hope that doesn't happen. He had a great week. I luckily had him in one league, played against him in another league. Story of my life this week, but that's fine. So Benny Snell is a pickup. And I also believe he has kind of like an Austin Eckler kind of role to him too. With Jalen Samuels out, I think he also has some standalone value as well as just being a handcuff. So you're not just going to be burning up a roster spot with him. He may have some value for you. I love Benny Snell. And if you guys are really hurting at tight end, I'm sorry. It's fantasy football. The tight end landscape is a slow-burning dumpster fire that seems to just get, like, hotter and hotter as the weeks progress. Tight ends suck. But one name coming off of a bye that may be available to you guys is Dawson Knox. That's a name to keep in mind. Deeper leagues, if you need a spot, definitely someone worth taking a look at for that that Bills offense.
I'm with it. some ads that I wanna go in and touch on. I mean, obviously Sam Darnold mysteriously somehow caught mono. You know,
making out them teenagers, Sam. Yep. Mm.
I my personal opinion was that it was a stripper.
She said she was 18. It was fine. I'm kidding. He didn't say that. I'm putting words in his mouth to be facetiously funny.
Which is great. Which is great. But no, he somehow came out of mono like stronger, which is hilarious, honestly, in retrospect, because mono, usually guys like lose like 5-10 pounds, you know, they're like done.
Yeah.
You know, and he went out there and looked like the second coming of Broadway Joe, defeating the Cowboys. So with that, Sam Darnold, congrats. The only reason why I now know so much about mono is because of you, Sam Darnold, and Pat McAfee.
Right.
Thank you guys for your education. You may or may not be in a position to where Hunter Henry may or may not be available to you. Okay? He is coming back off the injury. A lot of people maybe weren't feeling going after him. I know in some leagues that I'm in, I've seen him out there. I know that I even dropped him in one because I was like, forget this, not dealing with that. And also I had like too many guys injured at that point. I had like Tevin Coleman, injured at that point. I had Tyreek Hill injured at that point. I was like, somebody, one of you guys to go.
Yeah.
You know, so Hunter Henry, Luke Wilson, in the absence of our near dear friend, Will Disley, I know, who was out
so
there.
So sad.
So sad. 68% of all routes ran. He was on the field 68% of the time.
He's a beast. And plus, he's just coming back from that horrific injury from last year, too, where it was kind of like defying the odds just to come in and blow out his Achilles. That stinks. So maybe he's going to be one of those wonder comeback kids, and he'll be back for next year. But that's just a shame. I mean, Russell Wilson really relied on him a lot. So,
it does.
But Russell Wilson is also not afraid of targeting Luke Wilson either. So that's something to keep in mind as well.
Absolutely, absolutely, and I gotta agree with that. So with that being stated, I'm saying, go ahead, invest in some Luke Wilson. I would probably, if you were a Will Disley owner, I would be safe to bet that you should probably, you know, spend a good portion of your fab. Like if you haven't spent a lot of fab budget this year, it's time to whip out the bank, and it's time to throw down on Luke Wilson. And I don't think that you're gonna regret it. Like I would throw down, you know, 20 bones for Luke Wilson to come to my team. Let's see here. Another one that I want to mention at the tight end position is Darren Fells.
Yes.
Darren Fells, he was getting a lot of looks down there in Houston. He has been coming along lately. It's down there, it's either Fells or Atkins. You never really know who is gonna emerge out of that team. But I will say that I feel that Darren Fells is probably going to be the week-to-week guy that you could go and get after you're off the waiver wire, and he produced for you. And then also I want to mention N'Keal Harry. N'Keal Harry, I did recently I tweeted right before you and I got on the air. I actually retweeted it. It wasn't my original tweet, but I retweeted Shefty. N'Keal Harry back practicing today. And N'Keal Harry was more likely drafted in your leagues and then dropped immediately if you were in an early draft. So go ahead and go and get N'Keal Harry. I promise you Tom Brady is going to make this kid a superstar. I absolutely positively promise you. And then for a running back ad, I got to tell you guys, go and get Jamal Williams. Absolutely positively go and get Jamal Williams.
Yes, that's a good one.
Yep, he's back. He's looking well. Last time we saw him, he, in the words of Smokey from Friday, he got knocked the hell out. That's actually not what he said, but I replaced the other word. But go and get you Jamal Williams as well. And then finally, I want to close out my waiver wire additions with the Jacksonville Jaguars defense. If they are available to you, go and get them for this week. That is your defense that you're going to stream. They are playing Cincinnati.
Cincy is such garbage.
Yeah.
Another interesting name, too, to keep your eyeballs on is Demaryius Thomas. If you guys are in big leagues and you need a little bit of help with the wide receiver position, he didn't do that badly, and he's on that Jets offense, so He's a little piece. If you guys are really desperate in really, really deep leagues and you need somebody, keep an eye on him. He's definitely he's a possibility as well.
Yep.
Especially in PPR.
For those that are watching us over on Sportscaster, when we say deep leagues, we're talking about that. You know, how our league on Sportscaster set up. We got 18 teams.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, 14 plus. Yeah. Demaryius Thomas is your man.
Exactly. I couldn't believe I got in that position. I'm actually doing really well in that league. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, my biggest league that I'm in, I think it's the Scott Fishbowl is my biggest league.
Yeah.
Like, when it comes to, like, bench size, I'm doing terrible. I did have my first win, though, last week in Scott Fish.
That's
my first one.
That's good.
So excited.
Yeah, Scott
Fish. Because all my guys are coming back. Aaron Jones was fantasy relevant. Tevin Coleman was back. Melvin Gordon was back. I mean, I don't have a terrible team. Just up until now, I haven't been able to score any points. It's been awful. Like, ugh.
Yeah, this was one of those weeks. This was one of those weeks, you know, from week six onward, with a lot of guys coming back off of injury. This is going to be where if you were one and five, you know, if you were, you know, even if you were a 2-win team, you know, this is where now that the season turns for you. This is where now you make your playoff push because you got everyone back from injury. Exactly. See, you like it already.
Thank you for giving me this array of hope in my gloominess of just despair. I woke up this morning, the clouds were gray, my food was tasteless. Now you have given me hope.
Good. That's what we're here for. That's what we're here
for. That's right. Sometimes us fantasy analysts need a little reminder here or there.
Exactly.
It's not all gloom and doom. There's some happiness around the corner. Come on, week seven.
We are halfway through this season. That's also so sad. Like
I know.
This time frame, I just want to go at it and put this out there in the atmosphere. This time frame is weird for all of us football fans out there. Because if you play fantasy football, you're like, playoff push, let's go. But if you're, you know, just a genuine overall football fan, this hurts right now because you're realizing right now that it's week seven, then it's going to be gone again.
I know.
You know. So it hurts.
It's sad. Like, we get so excited, like, in the off season, then, like, we literally start and you blink and it's week seven already. Like, what?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Like, where does the time go? It's insane.
Definitely, I suggest everyone make the best of these remaining weeks. Make the best of it.
Absolutely. Have fun with it.
Injury report. That's what I need to pull up right now. Wow. Wanted to get into the injury report. Do you have any more waiver wire ads that you feel like we should break down? Auden Tate.
No, I am coming. Yeah, Auden Tate's a good one from Cincinnati. I think he might have been snagged up in quite a few leagues last week, but if he's still available, by all means, he plays a lot of snaps. He got really involved, scored a touchdown, which was awesome. And I'm coming out with my waiver wire article too, so I'll put that on my website as soon as that's published on stepmomlauren.com if you guys want to have a little bit more of an exhaustive list. It's there. It's also covered by the fantasy footballers, too. So there's that.
And plus, all clicks matter. You should be clicking on stepmomlauren.com anyways. You should be clicking on runboys.com anyways. You should sign up for both. Follow both of us on Twitter. Trust us. We got you guys covered.
And plus, you can listen to me complain every Sunday night. That's always fun.
Yeah.
See? It's great. I get a lot of retweets from it, too, because apparently I say funny S when I'm drunk and mad at football.
You do. And I absolutely love your Periscope streams, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much. I'll be doing another one tomorrow afternoon, y'all. Wind up Wednesday getting ready for the Thursday night breakdown, and then I do another one on Friday for Fireside Friday. And OMG, like, look at this background to how much you love it, because next year my husband and I both decided we're gonna turn our other guest bedroom into, like, my studio. So I get to decorate it the way that I want. I know, right? So he's into it now. So I convinced him. I'm like, this has to happen. It has to. Our child is in college. She doesn't need this room. He's like, you're right. You have to have better lighting. You need to have a book. I'm like, yes. That's it.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes. See, once you have the significant other bought in on the podcast, it's full steam ahead. It's full steam ahead.
I'm so excited. So actually, I may be coming out with more stuff, which is really exciting. So it's It's a little jank right now, you know, got like setups here that, you know, not as professional, but I will fake it till I make it, my friend.
Oh, trust.
That's how we roll.
My very first green screen was done for $2.68. It's still up hanging right here. $2.68. Yes. I bought a bunch of fabric from Walmart. Thumbtack it to the wall.
Perfect. That's all you need. Like, literally, this is just my office because I don't even know if I have any pictures of my office up, but, like, I literally have this handmade, like, wall art that I did with spray paint. Mm. I have colors. There's butterflies glued to my wall. Literally, it looks like Rainbow Bright was, like, slaughtered in this room. It is just full of color. My wall is orange. My bedspread over here is, like multitude of rainbows, colors, and so it looks a little busy. But I like it. That's me. I'm a very bubbly, colorful, crazy person. So my decorating reflects that.
What's going to be great is when
you... How did we get on this topic?
I have no idea. I have no idea. Back to the injury report. We got to go on an injury report now.
Back to the injury report.
See, that's what's great about a podcast. You can talk about whatever you want, whenever you
want. Whatever you want. Who cares? So what? Who cares?
And yet you guys listen to us.
I know. I think we're decent, okay. I mean, I like to listen to myself. Duh. Who doesn't?
Exactly, right? Christian Kirk, out with an ankle injury.
Is he still out? Because I got a notification that said his status has changed from out to questionable. So is that going to go back from questionable back to out? We don't really know. But it's definitely worth keeping an eye on.
Yeah, at the moment, he is listed as questionable per source. So... Per the Action Network, so he's questionable right now.
Well, he needs to hop on the health train and get a move on. You're burning a spot on my bench, Kirk.
He needs to ask Larry Fitz, like, what have you done to keep your body so strong and healthy?
Yeah, dude, I think Larry Fitz is an alien hybrid.
Bionic man.
Yeah.
Him and Adrian Peterson are just like...
Yes.
When I was watching Adrian Peterson this weekend, there was literally...
I was thinking about you with that Adrian Peterson play, because I was like all over starting Adrian Peterson. I'm like, I bet you I know who's going to be starting him too. Your boy!
I sure did, and people were so pissed. They were like, how could you start him?
That's awesome.
They're like, how did you know? I'm like, because of game script.
Yeah.
I studied
not that
film.
Hard.
Exactly.
The Dolphins are terrible at every aspect, and the interim head coach was like, we win if we run the ball. Like, no, that's not... But okay.
I have been saying that during all of our losses. Adrian Peterson. Yeah, I have been saying that during all of our losses, and Adrian Peterson was so frustrated. He was like, why am I not getting used? Like, what is going on? Like, what did I do? Like, Adrian Peterson was just on the sidelines the whole time, looking like a little kid. Like, Gruden, what did I do to you? Like,
I need some candy.
Like, do you not love me no more?
Oh.
That's exactly what it was like. But no. Luckily, AP is healthy, guys. You should also be going to get him if he is available to you. He's likely
not. His schedule is a little coming up, though. He's facing some interesting defenses, and he also has a bye coming up, too. Yep. So just keep that in mind when you're looking at your waiver targets. Check the next couple of weeks. Make sure you're picking up the right guys to help fill in for your bye weeks, and also make sure you're doing the right matchups based on your defenses.
Most certainly. This is the part where I'm going to really stress. We're going to get back into the injuries really quick. I really want to stress what Stephon Morin just mentioned there. Going forward for the remainder of... Yeah. I'm co-signing this one. I like this. I like this take. No, for real, though. You want to look at the following weeks ahead, especially when you're looking at defenses. You want to try and have a defense when you go and you get one that... You don't want to try and at this point you don't want to try and stream every week a new defense. Of course, unless you just so happen to always get the team that's always going to play the Dolphins, then that's completely different. But look at the couple weeks, right? What are the odds of that happening?
Right.
But look at the following weeks that are going to be coming up. You want to try and get one that you're not going to want to be fully committed to. Like, you can drop if you need to go and get someone if there is a more favorable matchup. But you want to get someone that, even if you have to hold on to them for a while, they're going to do good for you. Everyone has hated me the last 2 weeks that I've said this. The Steelers defense is a good fantasy football defense.
Yeah, they did really well against the Chargers. Come on. Another thing, just to tap onto that too, guys, we are getting, like you had mentioned earlier, into that time frame where we are thinking about what our teams are going to look like during the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Always remember that too. So when you're looking ahead, don't be afraid to start looking at people way, way ahead. You may not necessarily want to pick them up right now, but maybe they're on somebody else's team. Now is the time where you make some trade moves as well, so that you can try to get some of these guys to win your fantasy playoffs and to get you to that fantasy playoff. Keep all of these in mind. It's a very volatile time right now, but it's also very exciting.
Yep. And don't be afraid to bench a big name. Like, don't be afraid, because I'm going to be honest, moving forward, Julio, you're probably not going to be in my starting lineup. You know, I'm so tired of, you know, the old classic take of, oh, well, you have to start him based off of where you drafted him. No, I don't have to start anyone based off of where I drafted him. This is the NFL, and the great thing about fantasy football is that I'm a GM of my own team.
Yeah.
You're not producing, and someone's been sitting on my bench for the last 7 weeks and has been producing, put them in.
There's been a lot of big names, I feel like, that have Julio'd, if you will. I mean, especially in the tight end position, Travis Kelce has been very disappointing. Zach Ertz has been disappointing. Lots of big names that people are afraid to bench. I would still be hesitant to do it. I do not have the cojones like that to be able to do it, because as soon as I do, they'll blow up on my bench. And it's like, why didn't you start him? I was like, because he wasn't doing anything.
Oh, I
just had a whole stream of consciousness right there with myself.
I'm all for, you know, wide receiver 2 that's been on the bench the last 3 weeks has been producing consistently. Move on up,
yep. Right.
We're trying to get Super Bowls here. But let's go back into these injuries. We just had, you know, give you guys some strategies. I don't even know how we threw that in there, but that was great because that was not written on the script. Excuse me, sorry. Cowboys wide receiver Amari Cooper, quad. He exited early from their loss against the Jets. He did not return that game. So that's bad if you're an Amari Cooper owner. And also if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan who recently lost. Oh, that feels so good.
Yeah. And the thing with Amari Cooper is, too, it's a quad bruise. Mm-hmm. So it's not like he's got kind of like a pulled hammy or anything like that. So they don't expect it too serious, but he may miss a week or two. Not anything significant from what I'm hearing right now.
Facts. Thank you for tossing that in there. Emmanuel Sanders, Broncos wide receiver Emmanuel Sanders with the knee, was knocked out early against the Titans. He did not return to the game. It is not believed to be a serious injury. What are you thinking on this one?
Same thing. I think it's going to be short time missed. I don't know. I'm scared of all of those wide receivers anyway, so I generally tend to stay away from them. But what does more worry me is the effectiveness of the surrounding pieces with Emmanuel Sanders gone.
Mm-hmm.
That does bug me a little bit. But he's supposed to be back. It's not going to be like a season-ending injury or missing several weeks, maybe a week or two, from what I've heard.
Yeah, it's saying here that it's not believed to be serious, so he should be ready to suit up for Emmanuel Sanders owners. I have Emmanuel Sanders. He's a guy that I always end up teeter-tottering with starting.
Right.
Because, like you said, it's hard to trust the Denver wide receivers. Of course, James Conner with the quad got hurt Sunday night, left the game.
Pick up Benny Snell.
Yeah, pick up Benny Snell. The Steelers are going to be on a bye this week, so all is good, which also is going to toss Mason Rudolph back into the lineup. Last time that we saw him, he looked like a lost child in the Walmart. Just like, please, where am I? Help.
Oh, God, that was so scary.
That was scary. But can you just imagine, like, so me, I played football. And I've taken those hits where, like, you know, I've laid there for a little while.
Yeah. I've done that in soccer as well. It's
mind-blowing. But I could never imagine waking up. Knowing that I was playing, the last thing I remember was I'm on a field and my face mask is no longer there. That would scare the living daylights out of me. At that
point, not only that, how jank were the Steelers? Their medical cart broke down? Come on.
Exactly. Look,
so he has to hobble off while his head was almost taken off. And he's like, I'm fine, everybody. I'm fine. Like, you're clearly not fine. Then they have to push the medical cart off the field. Come on.
And then there was something. They had a medical issue with the medical staff just recently as well. Like, forget firing Mike Tomlin. Steelers, you guys need to hire some new team docs. And then, of course, we spoke about Will Disley with a ruptured Achilles against the Browns. He's going to be out for the rest of the season. Yeah.
Sad.
I know. That one hurt. And then for IDP players, Patrick Peterson, he's going to be returning from suspension this week.
Yay! I love watching him play.
Yes, he is a beast. We have a question here from Honcho. Ooh. Dude, Honcho, I've never seen your avatar up close, and oh my god.
That is bold. That is a very bold avatar.
Yeah, that haircut is awesome, man. Do you guys like the Jags defense for week 7 over the Seahawks? Also, do you think the Jets defense can have a good week against the Patriots like they did in week 2? Stephon Lauren, you want to take that one first?
That is good. I don't mind the Jags against Seattle, but I don't love it. I don't love that. The interesting thing about... Oh, hi, Shauna. She's so pretty.
Yep, wife. I love her. Go ahead.
She's
sorry.
She's so pretty. The Jets are interesting. The Patriots do have, like, one tiny itty-bitty, like, powder of kryptonite, and that's usually the Bills and the Jets.
Yeah.
That is a huge rivalry with tons of implications in it, and there's a lot of morale and heart that goes into those games from the Bills and the Jets. Not necessarily the Patriots. Sorry, Patriots fans, that wasn't a diss. Just from what I've seen over the last several years of watching these rivalries. And with Sam Darnold back and some new life into that team, I don't hate starting the Jets defense if I had to. I think there might be some other ones. I don't have them off the top of my head. I don't hate it. I think it's very spicy, and I think it's very bold, kind of like your avatar. But it could pay off. You never know. I mean, especially a couple sacks to Brady, really getting his like TB12 dome. That could be interesting.
I like it. I like it.
It's not the greatest one, but I also think that'd be awesome. Like I want to will it to happen.
I would love it if it could happen, but I'm actually going to go the opposite in terms of the Jets. I just don't think that it's going to happen, especially with N'Keal Harry now stepping into this lineup, because now Brady has a legit wide receiver there. So that's something that you're going to worry about, of course. So for that, I worry about the Jets
defense.
He's
a rookie, and he's coming off of injury. He's going to fumble the ball, and they'll intercept it and run it back for a pick six, and it's going to be freaking amazing. Everyone's going to be like, Jets D's great! I made that all up.
I think N'Keal Harry's going to go off. I think N'Keal Harry's going to go off. So with that being said...
You have a soft spot for him, that's why.
Yeah, I interviewed him. I'm staying away from the Jets defense, despite their week 2 performance against the Patriots. I am all in on the Jags defense. Not sure if maybe you start them against week 7 against Seattle. They are actually playing Cincinnati. They are not playing.
Yeah,
Seattle.
Okay, I wondered why I read that wrong. So I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah. I like the Jags D, but not against Seattle. But I like them this week. Okay, now I know I'm not just crazy.
No, I am crazy. No worries. So yeah,
but not just crazy.
But they are against Seattle, so go. Or they are against Cincinnati. Man, you got me confused, Honcho. So go ahead and pick them up and start them. Let's see. Jets finish 10-6, make the playoffs. Oh gosh, I'm not entertaining that. I'm not entertaining that. It's not happening. So moving on from the injury report. Who are your absolute must-starts and absolute must-sits for this week?
All right. So this is very, very curious because the must-sits I hate because you're going up against the Patriots. So on paper... So the Patriots have the second best defense against, is that wide receivers? No, running backs. So you can't sit Le'Veon Bell. I hate that. I mean, this is a weird week again, too. So Leonard Fournette is a must start. They're playing against Cincinnati, like you said. Frank Gore, I think he's another one you can plug in against the Dolphins. They're playing the Bills. I mean,
yeah.
That's going to be ground and pound. It's going to be Gore. Is Singletary back yet?
He should be. I recently dropped him because I couldn't keep just rostering him.
Yeah.
It was just hurting me.
Dalvin Cook against the Lions. I mean, these are kind of obvious ones. I'm actually trying to find some sleepers. I haven't really found one that I love, found any that I love, but I'll get back to you on that. Tweet me and I will, when I
Most
finally do some
certainly.
studying on it,
Most
I can get those
certainly.
on there. But yeah, there's some weird matchups. Like, I mean, Ezekiel Elliott should be a really good start, but he's going up against the Philadelphia Eagles, and they have one of the better defenses against running back. So it's gonna be annoying. And I have Kamara. Remember me telling you about that league? I have Kittle, Kamara, and Zeke.
Yes.
I'm like 4-2 in that league. That's how badly these guys have done for me.
Wow.
Kamara and Zeke and Kittle. Yeah.
Yeah, Kamara has been doing pretty badly lately. Really quick, I just want to highlight, any Browns players, any Tampa Bay Buccaneers, any Pittsburgh Steelers, and I'm forgetting the other team that is on bye.
Michael Gallup as well. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Are the Cowboys
I thought
on
you were talking
bye?
about starters. I was on a different page.
Oh,
Keep going. Guys, my
I
bad.
just yeah, all the. It, Pretty much anyone that is on bye, obviously, you're gonna. So all of your Steelers, all of your Buccaneers, all of your Browns. Who am I forgetting? There's got to be another team on bye.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh my,
Panthers.
Panthers. Okay, and all of your Panthers. Those are all of your players that you are automatically going to sit. So Christian McCaffrey, Jameis Winston. Baker Mayfield, OBJ, Jarvis Landry, James Conner. You can pick up Benny Snell and stash him.
Yes.
Maybe you can strategically just hold off for a week and then go and get him. Depending on how that works out, especially Jalen Samuels coming back, so on and so forth.
Yeah, pro tip too, guys. As these bye weeks start ramping up and then we have the bye week blues, I can't remember what week it is. Always check the waiver wire every single day to see who your league mates are dropping to fill in for these guys who are on bye. You never know what you're going to be able to find. Sometimes it's like, what? So always remember that. Check it every single day now because people are looking at them now that we're,
Oh yes.
approaching that second half of the season. So,
Yes, this is where people start making mistake drops. They
yeah,
start having
raid drops.
they start having to drop because yeah, like you said, rage drops. They start having to drop because they have to move pieces. They have to move pieces at
Yep.
the if they want to win that upcoming week, so they gotta sacrifice. That is one man's sacrifice is another man's treasure in fantasy football.
Exactly.
So we definitely highly wanna have you guys do that. Let's see here. My wife says I have Kamara and I'm trying to trade him for Christian McCaffrey. Willing to give up Kamara and Curtis Samuel for Christian McCaffrey. That person should probably could maybe take that trade, but I doubt they
I
will.
like that.
Yeah, I mean it is you're offering good value, but 9 times out of 10, if you have Christian McCaffrey, you're not
You're
giving
not
him
getting rid
up.
of him.
Yeah, unless you he's the only person on your whole team that's doing work for you and you're not winning with him, then at that point, yeah, you would have to get rid of him. Must starts that
Michael
I
Gallup.
Michael Gallup, okay,
I like Michael
yeah.
Gallup a lot.
Yeah, as
Against the
he's
Philadelphia Eagles, no Amari Cooper. Look what Stephon Diggs just did to them. I think Michael Gallup is an easy shoe-in. I think he's going to do great.
Tevin Coleman against Washington. You gotta plug in Tevin Coleman there.
Love it. Love it.
I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna say that Golden Tate against Arizona gets in shootouts.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, like deep high scoring 60 point plus game shootouts. Like Arizona is one of those teams where like no matter who they're playing, you can tell the bookie, hey, I'll take the over for it to be an overall 60 point game, because it's probably going to be like a 61, 62 point game, safely with Arizona. I mean, look at what they did against Atlanta. That was a 34-33 game. So you can always take a look at them. I gotta say, Golden Tate though for sure up against Arizona. Is Darren Waller going to be back? I think Waller should be back, and if that and if he and if Waller is back, then I am starting Waller up against Green Bay, because he's just going to get force fed a
Yeah.
lot.
Green Bay is ranked sixth against tight ends, but in his situation, it doesn't matter. He's like another wide receiver, so.
Exactly. And then DK Metcalf against Baltimore. DK's been doing his thing lately. He's earned a spot the last 2 weeks on my starting lineup to where I've been like, you know what, I can go ahead and I can slide you in there. I'm gonna be bold on this one that I am gonna recommend here. And I'm thinking that we that you are going to bench. Part of me wants to bench Alshon against the Cowboys. I'm just not sure up against the Cowboys, that being a divisional matchup.
I don't. Oh, I would play him. I would play
You
him,
play him?
especially because this may be the week that DeSean Jackson comes back, right? Or is he still another week out?
No, he should be back this week. You are
Right.
100%
That
correct.
opens. Yeah. So that. Oh, so that's gonna open down. Open down. It's gonna open down the upfield. It's gonna open up the downfield threat in DeSean Jackson. So I think that is even going to increase Alshon Jeffrey's opportunity to avoid coverage. To get rid of double coverage as he has it. If you have DeSean Jackson, start him too. Start Carson Wentz. Start your Eagles. I love him.
Start all the Eagles. Okay.
Well, yeah, because I think the Cowboys, before I confirm that, let me just go back to my fantasy points against list here. Stand by, please.
So, because the
Yes,
Cowboys are
I
ninth
have no
against the
problem.
receiver.
And I have no problem starting the tight ends. Zach Ertz, if you have Dallas Goedert and you're in a deeper league, why not? He's actually been doing really well. And the Cowboys are ranked 24th worst against running backs. So Miles Sanders is finally starting to pick it up a little bit. And Jordan Howard is always there for that goal line opportunity. So if you do have to play because you have bye weeks that you have to deal with some of these players, I don't have any problem playing all of the Eagles in this game. They hate each other. There
Yeah.
is nothing better than watching teams that hate each other play. Like last night's game, thank you, referees, for just handing that win over to Aaron Rodgers. Appreciate you. Not. But yeah, no, this is it's a crazy hatred fest of just awful wonderfulness. So I don't even know what that means. I just made it all up, but you guys know what I mean. So yeah, I have no problem starting all your Eagles. I love
Yep.
it.
I'm with it. You know what? I'm going to I'm going to second that take then. Because I'm now taking a look at it, and I'm like, Dallas ninth against wide receivers, 21st against the tight end. You said 24th against the run. Those are all, yeah. Let's run all the Eagles. Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm right with that. Let's see here. Fantasy question: would you guys start Rashad Penny or Jamal Williams,
Ooh, would I
or would
drop
you drop?
Rashad Penny or Jamal Williams? If I were forced into a situation on that, Shauna, I think I would drop Rashad Penny. I think what he is going to be on your team is going to be a handcuff with Chris Carson. But that's really going to depend on how comfortable you are with it because at any moment, this could turn back into an Aaron Jones backfield. And I
Yep.
feel like that's going to flip-flop. So if you have Chris Carson, man, if you have Chris Carson, I wonder if you should keep Penny just because of that handcuff situation. That's a tough one.
See, in her leagues, I don't think that she has Chris Carson, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
So then there would be no point. Yeah, drop. I would
Well,
drop
she's
Penny.
handcuffing her. Well, she's handcuffing her opponent's running
Yeah.
backs, which the old adage is, if you want to, handcuff your opponent's whatever it's called. I don't remember, but it was really clever, and I can't spit it out right now. But whatever. I see what she's doing there. But if you had to drop one of them, I would drop Rashad Penny.
Yeah, not. I mean, you could easily, be handicapping your opponent. But I mean, if Chris Carson hasn't gone down yet, yeah, I'd go ahead
They
and take
both have
Jamal
upside, they
Williams.
both have downside. So it's tough to decide. Like, flip a coin. I mean, because that's really
Yep.
what you're going to be at. Yeah, and there's no really right or wrong answer to that one.
Yep. Let's see here. Other than that, do you have any other absolute must starts?
Yes, Mark Andrews.
Yeah.
I think Mark Andrews is a must start. There was reasoning behind this. I'll find it in a second. Do to do. They are playing. Who are they playing? Yes, the Seahawks. Seahawks are 28th worst against the tight end.
Oh,
So,
yeah. Now,
yes, they have allowed 3 touchdowns to tight ends. They have allowed 3 red zone targets to tight ends. They have allowed 3 red zone touches to tight ends. And I already said this, but 3 touchdowns. 34 receptions on 46 targets for over 400 yards to the tight end position. And Mark Andrews is a beast of a man. He's very talented, and he's very handsome. You should start him.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to say start Mark Andrews because this guy is a tank. Like, even right now, he's marked as probable heading into the next game.
Yeah, I was going to ask about his injury, but it seems like he gets banged up and then hops right back in there. He's just like, what broken foot? I'm here.
Exactly. It's all the Toradol. He just goes on the sideline, gets a shot of Toradol, and then gets back out there on the field.
Yeah. We're ready to go. Salts. Woo!
Yep. Adam Gase stopped taking him from the Jets. God, bad joke.
He just had to get another chance to just pop those eyeballs out.
Right. Oh my gosh, I did not have to go there. I did it, but I mean, he did catch 6 passes for 99 yards. He did have that major fumble last Sunday. Either way, I'm still saying ride with him. I think it's a shoulder injury. He's fine. He's always gonna be fine.
Yeah, I like him. He's a must start for me.
Awesome. Trying to think if I have anything else. If I have anyone else. Oh!
Buffalo Bills are really... Just defenses real quick. Buffalo Bills should be really good to start against Miami. Obviously, you're going to play New England. Oddly enough, Miami... Don't do it. Because they're going up against the Buffalo, which... some people are kind of giving that whole thing, but let's see. I'm trying to think. There was one. Why can't I think of it off the top of my head? Continue. Maybe I'll remember who it was. A really good streaming defense, and I cannot remember who it is now.
Oh, wow! That's a
really, really, really good one. Shoot! I can't remember.
49ers.
Yeah. No, because I think people own the 49ers are owned a lot. I'll have to go back and look. If I remember what it is, I'll tweet it out for you guys. But there's a really juicy one, and now I forget why that was. Because the Steelers had a bye, so it wasn't against the Steelers with Devlin Hodges anyway. So I don't remember. Maybe I'm just making that up to sound cool.
Oh my gosh! Here, I'm actually gonna check really quick because I feel like it would be the 49ers.
Yeah, maybe that was it.
It would, yeah, the 49ers are playing Washington. They are rostered in 58.7% of leagues.
That must have been it, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a chance that you could go out there and get them. 9 times out of 10, if a player or a defense or, you know, whatever for the matter is under 60% rostered, there's a chance you can go and get them. So when we say things like that, and we mention that you know, they're under 60%, we're purposely pointing you in a positive direction to go. So go there. Go in that direction. Trust us. It will work out.
In fact, I think I might do that right after we're done with this. I'm going to put in some waiver claims for the 49ers defense because they look legit.
Yeah, what I'm going to do is go back, rewatch our episode, make sure, like, all right, so now let me make some moves.
Yeah.
But other than that, do you I think I'm good. I think I touched... You know, I'll be doing another one of these. I do not believe that we have an international game this week. So I don't have to worry about being up early on Sunday. So Sunday morning, I will be doing another one of these right before kickoff for you guys. Doing a live start and sit. Maybe might allow people to call in. I might decide. I'll let you guys know.
Fun.
Yeah. I gotta be careful if I say a call-in show, cause then, like, that's when, like, everyone's like, oh my gosh, I gotta call in! And I have to make sure, like, I purposely put, like, only fantasy football questions. They'll call in and, like, ask me about basketball, and it's like, whoa, buddy, we're not there yet.
Yeah.
It was the 49ers. I put that waiver in this morning, dropped the Ravens defense for 49ers. There you go. Crazy Muffle says, I hope I pick up the Bills defense on waivers. We'll see. Crazy Muffle, you shouldn't say that. I'm in a league with you. You shouldn't tell me that. But no, it's all good. I'll let you take them. I'm winning. I'm doing good.
A little humble brag right there, I see.
Yeah, you know, I can't help it, you know. But other than that, we're going to go ahead and sign out here. Set my warrant. Let the people know where they can find you if they have any other questions or things of that nature.
Guys, you can hit me up on Twitter, on Facebook. I'm usually the most responsive on Twitter because it's a lot faster for me. Twitter, at Stepmom Lauren. You guys can find me there. Facebook.com, Stepmom Lauren. I have YouTube videos that kind of recap my Wednesday and my Friday. I put them back on YouTube. That's YouTube.com/C/StepmomLauren. And then, guys, just go to my website. Real easy, StepmomLauren.com. You can find all my work there. Again, I'm a writer for the Fantasy Footballers, and I love chatting with y'all. So ask me your questions. Find me on Twitter.
Most certainly, most certainly. You guys can catch me on Twitter as well, at Rumboys, spelled the Z-N-E-T. Shoot me your fantasy football questions. Hit us up on rumboys.com. You can also post a question in the forum section, and we will get them answered for you there as well. Other than that, well, really quick, definitely do hit up Stepmom Lauren and anyone on, for that matter. Like, if you have a fantasy football question, do it through Twitter. When she said that it's faster, it's a lot faster.
It is a lot faster. It's a lot easier to respond quickly, especially if you guys are asking me questions like 20 minutes before game time.
Yep.
Twitter is the place to do that.
Exactly. And you can, because you can send us screenshots of your lineup and, you know, it's so make it easier on yourself as well. That's also why I really want to hit that one home. About the Twitter. Yes, we have our websites and we'd love for you guys to visit our websites, but you want that one-on-one interaction, we'll get you guys taken care of. I said one-on-one interaction like it's like children in a classroom, like, you know, God, that feels
so... I like that, though.
Okay.
You know, it's like one-on-one. I guess I'm not going to answer just generalized stuff. I'm one-on-one answering your question.
Exactly. See,
if I don't know the answer, I'll retweet it. Generally, I do know the answer because I'm amazing. I'm kidding. I'm being sarcastic.
You are amazing. We are amazing. This whole community is amazing. But no, I just picture, like there's some user or there's some viewer just sitting back like, did he just address me like a 5-year-old kindergartner right now? Like, one-on-one attention?
How dare he? I like it. I like one-on-one interaction. I didn't think there was anything wrong with that.
See, good. It's 2019. You gotta be careful with what you say and how you say it.
I don't give an S what I say.
Not at all. Not at all. Other than that, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you guys for joining us today. Cheers to me. Cheers to you. All the Rum Boys and Girls, what it do. Stepmom Lauren, what it do. Dilly Dilly, thank you for joining.